To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a hazy, dreamlike sunrise view from the highest point in the state of Georgia comes to us from Fred Dimmick. Fred shared this view from his sunrise trip to Brasstown Bald, elevation 4,784 feet, on social media on August 20th, and I thought that it fit the bill to visually represent our arrival at another hump day. I don't know about you, but I sort of got that Groundhog Day feeling, as it seemed to be Wednesday just yesterday. But sure enough, a whole week has gone by since our arrival at the midpoint of another work week, and unlike being locked in a vicious cycle of doing the same things over and over again, the past week has been different for me in a pretty significant way. Last Wednesday, after a good night of fellowship at the Celebrate Freedom Growth Group, I celebrated by having a binge on Cracker Jack, chocolates, Rice Krispie treats, and other treats. A couple of days prior, I had successfully fought off several attacks of food temptation, but after reporting my victory at our discipleship slash recovery meeting, I fell victim to an old trigger slash pattern from the past to eat as a reward for a good night of recovery ministry. Ugh, I know. Anyway, the resultant shame from said failure made me realize that I was in a periodic vicious cycle with my food addiction. Somewhere along the line, from my first acknowledgement of food addiction as an issue, I started giving myself grace for periodic failures with my quote-unquote struggle. Please don't check the blog archives, because I think I first reported having this problem in 2020. Somewhere along the lines, I forgot the fundamentals of how to have victory and sustain freedom over one's addiction. The first thing that will cause you to fail is not calling or treating your addiction for what it is, an addiction. When we soft pedal our addiction, when we deliberately reduce the amount of activity or pressure that you have been using to get something done, you begin the journey of complacency and the acceptance of failure. Soft pedaling our addiction means we ease up the pressure and stop treating it as an addiction. One of the first signs of this is soft pedaling the language. This is such a problem in addiction circles that some members of AA and other recovery groups refuse to identify themselves as anything other than being an alcoholic or an addict. These people have realized the severity of their problem and the compromise that happens when they call their addiction a problem, bad habit, or struggle, or call themselves anything other than an alcoholic or an addict. While I choose to focus on my freedom from my past addictions and choose to identify myself as a Christian and for who I am in Christ, I can understand why some people choose to identify themselves as an alcoholic, addict, or a person in long-term recovery. I believe they feel that if they call themselves anything else, they will relapse. So I get it. I understand, because with food addiction, it's really tough because almost everybody has issues with food one way or the other. And a danger of recovery is the tendency to want to stop talking about your addiction or to keep it a secret. So you soften the language around it. My food addiction becomes my issue with food or overeating. And for the rest of the world who haven't really grasped their food addiction, you receive a lot of compassion and encouragement to give yourself a break. Warnings of anorexia and starvation soon follow when you admit to being on a food plan or that you have a desire to have a healthy BMI. As food addicts, we live in a society that is filled with food addicts living in denial, and that will actively encourage you to give up your efforts of trying to be quote-unquote, perfect. So while I don't think anyone will mistake me for being perfect, last week after my relapse, I stopped soft-pedaling my addiction. By publicly confessing my failure, getting the help of an accountability partner, and committing myself to logging everything I eat into my fitness app, I'm trying to fight the good fight. So today, I can say we are 24 hours away from a successful week of keeping to my food plan and fighting my food addiction. by giving myself grace with cheat days and calling my food addiction something less than it was. I was cheating myself and living a lie. As addicts, we have to face the hard truth about what we can and cannot do and exercise all the means to actively fight our addictions. We have to live in truth. And that brings us to our current series, Statements of Truth. That springs from the last portion of step number 2, Deception versus Truth, of the Steps to Freedom in Christ by Dr. Neil Anderson. That step deals with deception. And because we have completed the process of examining, confessing, and renouncing all the ways we have been deceived, the good doctor prescribes a healthy dose of truth for us. Anderson introduces the statements of truth by stating, "For 2,000 years, Christians have known the importance of verbally and publicly declaring truth. Read aloud the following statements of truth and carefully consider what you're professing. You may find it helpful to read them aloud every day for at least 6 weeks, which will help you renew your mind to the truth." So for our current series, we are presenting each of the remaining 8 statements of truth from the step two of the Steps to Freedom in Christ, one at a time. We are declaring them verbally and publicly because we, like the Christians who have gone before us over the last 2,000 years, know the importance of doing so. We are also sharing the statements, associated Bible verses, and sharing our thoughts about what each statement of truth is telling us, why they are important, and how they apply to our lives as Christians. So today's statement of truth is number 4, I believe that I am now a child of God, and that I am seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. I believe that I was saved by the grace of God through faith, and that it was a gift and not a result of any works on my part. And the Bible verses listed with this statement are Ephesians 2:6, but I'm including 4 through 6 because it's a complete sentence. And that sentence in Ephesians says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." So there's that language about sitting with Jesus in the heavenly places. The next verse they share is Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. If you don't know that one, that's one you can definitely commit to memorizing, because it's all about grace. And the Word of God says in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." And the final set of verses that are associated with this statement of truth is 1 John 3, 1 through 3. And that says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed that what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure." Yeah, that's the obviously, the children of God language comes from those verses. And today's truth is the truth that saved my soul and put me on the road to recovery and progressive sanctification. I am a child of God, not an addict. What? Won't that mess up your recovery? No, because a child of God will live as if he is seated in the heavenlies with Jesus, and think and behave as a child of God who forsakes the ways of the world, says no to sin, and treats his body like the temple of the Holy Spirit that it is. A child of God will seek purity and be a good steward to his body, relationships, and everything God has given him. Rather than identifying as an addict, I identify as a Christian because a real, authentic Christian, a child of God, a disciple of Jesus Christ, would not dream of stepping into darkness. The harsh truth of my past and my sinful tendencies don't have to be embraced in fear to keep me clean. Instead, I embrace the higher truth of the unseen realm in which I have been born again, born of the Spirit, where I have victory over sin and death, where I have been made a new creation. And the way that I have been made new, which is highlighted in today's statement of truth, makes all the difference. I didn't earn my new life. It was given to me by God. By His grace, I have been saved. My salvation was a free gift. I don't have to strive to be accepted by God. I am accepted and forgiven and encouraged by the Lord to walk with Him. No matter what I do, God loves me and will never leave me or forsake me. Out of His love, I have been forgiven of all the things I have ever done or will ever do. And out of the love I have for Him, for giving me a new life, I will lovingly do the best I can to follow Him into all the things He has for me. The first being a good and righteous life where I stop lying, live in His truth, and pursue His holiness. When we choose to walk in the Spirit, we experience the presence of God in our lives on an ongoing basis, and we see the truth of the Spirit begin to grow, the fruit of the Spirit begin to grow. So stand on this statement of truth and walk in it, brothers and sisters, because God has saved you, made you His child, and calls you into an abundant life of freedom, love, peace, and joy, and all we have to do is humbly walk with Him to experience it. Today's Bible verses come to us from the Quick Scripture Reference for Counseling by John G. Cruis. This morning's meditation verses comes from the section on affliction, discipline, chastisement, and trials, oh my. And today's verses are 10 verses from 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 18. And the Word of God says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that His life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, 'I believed, therefore I have spoken.' Since we have the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to Himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. And since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Today's verse falls under the 25th point of our Counseling Reference Guide's resource section on affliction, discipline, chastisement, and trials. And it's the last point from the affliction section. So tomorrow we'll move on to alcohol and drug abuse verses. Awesome. Anyway, that 25th point, the last point in this section is, although Paul suffered in many ways, he did not lose heart. God kept strengthening him day by day, and he looked forward to his eternal reward. Today's verses tell us how we endure. We do not lose heart because we know the truth of the unseen, the spiritual realities of a loving God who saved us and will never leave us to destruction. No matter what suffering or afflictions we face on earth, we do not lose heart because the Lord is with us and will one day welcome us into eternity. When the fear of death has been dealt with, and through faith in Jesus Christ it has been, we can endure anything. When we realize the love that the Lord has for us, we can carry on. Because of this great love, hope, and gift we have in Jesus, we can endure and will endure and will point to Jesus as we do it. So keep your eyes on Jesus and remember that you are loved and protected by God Himself. You're going to be okay, even when things don't seem okay. And although we very well may die in our sufferings, we can rejoice because we know that we will live with Him. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. And today we are sharing from A.W. Pink's The Holy Spirit, as we continue in chapter 21, The Spirit Leading. And today's section is called Divinely Drawn. So if you want to know how you've been divinely drawn by His Spirit, go to mtforchrist.org, and you'll see that resource at the end of today's blog post. As always, we encourage a lifestyle of Christian discipleship because it just happened to set us free from addictions to alcohol, drugs, and sex. And now we're dealing with, you know, I'm not trying to be perfect, but, you know, when you got an issue, an addiction to food, you have to live in truth. And today I realized, you know, one of the things we do in recovery is we count the days, you know, and a big milestone to our recovery is a year. And so today I committed myself to a year of doing this by recognizing last week's date of August 18th is the first day I walked away from that food relapse. And so we're marking that calendar. I put an appointment in my Google calendar to celebrate 365 days clean of my food addiction. And so we're, you know, we're endeavoring, striving, and going to do what we can to get there. Luckily I have an accountability partner who's there for me and is encouraging me in this first week. And I have, you know, I sort of in charge of a recovery discipleship group. So hopefully my example will encourage others to face this addiction and treat it for what it is. Because, you know, food addiction isn't a diet. It's not something you do for a couple of months. When we have an addiction, when we recognize something as an addiction, we have to realize it's a 365-day, 24/7 thing. That we can't give up, or, you know what I mean? A heroin addict can't give up his, heroin addiction for the holidays or for special occasions because there's a movie on or because there's football on or whatever triggers you might have that cause you to give in. Although, you know, and this is, you know, in some recovery circles, it's absolutely fine to relapse. Our program, our life is freedom. God's given us freedom in Christ, and that's what we want to live in, not recovery. We want to live in freedom, and thus the departure from the 12-step program's penchant for compromise. I guess I was doing the easy does it on the food addiction, but when you have victory over everything else, you should just press on and go after the other things rather than leave it as it is, letting sleeping dogs lie. It's not sleeping, it's barking, and I want it to go away. It's affecting my life in a negative way, and so we want to change it. And we know that the Lord's given us the power to overcome, so we're going to exercise it. So that's what we preach here, and that's what we try to walk by here, to be real as much as we can be. And to follow the Lord into the victory and freedom He has for us. If you would like to receive encouragement or help with that, we recommend our discipleship classes that we have on the podcast for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. Those are fundamental teachings that made a big impact in my life, helped set me free of some condemning thoughts that were probably demons. And now we were moved so much that we taught them back in 2021 at our previous church and put them on an audio recording. And so if you go to YouTube, they're just me talking into a class and maybe sometimes an empty room. we're out there, and we're blessed because people have been asking for the materials lately, and we deeply appreciate those who might be listening. You know, and who've signed extra those materials. Anyway, time is short, so I think I'll just wrap that up. We do encourage you to check out all the stuff that we have on our podcast and our YouTube channel for our Bible study with the Sincottis or our Bonhoeffer study or just these daily messages because we need encouragement We need to know we're not alone in our faith, and that being a Christian doesn't mean you're perfect. You might have problems, but the Lord has given us victory, and we should pursue them, whether it's an addiction or a negative mind state like anger, fear, or depression. The Lord has an answer, and it's found in the words of the Bible, and many Christian counselors and theologians have put those truths out in books that are make the Word of God a little more accessible. So, you know, pursue good teaching and read the Bible, and start living by faith. That's why we recommend a daily spiritual practice of prayer, Bible study, and just doing the right thing and following the Lord. So that's our recipe for success. And, you know, it's just really, it's not our recipe. It's what the Lord's word tells us to do, is to follow him. So listen to Jesus, follow Jesus, don't follow me, except we're on the podcast and YouTube channel, of course. Anyway, that's enough nonsense out of me for today. I deeply appreciate everyone who listens. God bless you. Anyway, let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. We thank you for the freedom you've given us. We thank you for the opportunity and encourage others at Celebrate Freedom Growth Group. We pray for everyone to make it there tonight, and we pray for me to make it there safely. And we pray for your Holy Spirit to come in to that room tonight and to show the love of the Lord to everyone so they can understand that this isn't a religion. This is a relationship with a loving God who empowers us and helps us every step of the way. Lord, we just pray for you to go before us. We pray for you to bless everyone who's listening, come alongside them in their prayer request and their walk of faith. And open our eyes to the things you want us to see today. Lead our steps in the things you'd have us do. Because, Lord, since you saved us by grace, all we want to do is love you right back. And all we want to do is represent you and your kingdom here on earth. But guess what? We're going to need a lot of help with that, Lord. So we just pray for you to be with us today. And so we thank you, we praise you, we love you, Lord. And we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.